welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Glad you guys are joining us today because we are talking about how to go to these cities. You have 48 hours, Doc Bill. You want to see a bunch of stuff, but you don't have a lot of time. You want to see, you want to eat, you want to enjoy. But you also have to get a little bit of rest in there too. So a good accommodations is a good thing as well. 48 hours. Now, you and I were in Vermont. I was there maybe just a little bit more than 48 hours, but for you, it was a true 48-hour trip.
Well, it was. I mean, you do short trips like this. You've got to do a lot of planning, so you want to make sure you hit the highlights. At the same time, have time to relax.
We were in Burlington, Vermont. So what did you like about Burlington? Because I had heard about Burlington, but I have to admit, I was a little surprised. It's a great city.
Well, it is. I mean, it's the home of Bernie Sanders. He was a mayor of Burlington, Vermont. You can feel the burn there.
Well, we maybe heard a little bit about Bernie Sanders, but I think we were doing a little bit more of hiking and trying to find some great cheese because Vermont is known for its cheese.
Well, it is. It's known for its cheese, and it's an interesting city. Vermont's a state in which they're known for their dairy industry, and so they have a very small local group of farmers that produce high-quality product cheese, and they use a lot of co-ops. So one thing which you get there, you're going to find a lot of organic, a lot of local farmers, but there's no really big grocery stores. I mean, they have a local co-op in Burlington. There's no Whole Foods. You go to Burlington, you're going to be dealing with basically the city market, or actually the city market Onion River Co-op, and that's their big market that's in downtown Burlington.
Well, we went there a couple of times because that's where we did our grocery shopping. We were actually staying at a vacation rental in Heron, one of the islands that's outside of Burlington. Now, the Burlington Farmers Market was quite a place to go to as well. They have a summer one, and they also have a winter one.
Well, they do, and that's where people can come and a lot of their stuff is bought locally in the area. As far as having things that are just from all over the place, I think you'd probably do a bit better in the city co-op market because they have a lot of things packed in a small area there.
Well, they do. But, if you love a farmer's market, it's always good to go there because what you don't necessarily find in some of the co-ops might be some of the artist things. So if you're really looking to get a true feel of what the area is all about, these farmer's markets are really great. And during the summer, the farmer's market is outside. And, of course, during the winter, it's inside. But what I liked about it is you can bring your pet. You can bring your dog along as long as it's on a leash. You don't always like places like that.
Well, that's true. I mean, Vermont is known basically for its maple syrup and its cheese. So those are two items you make sure that you get a lot of. And again, it's also known for some of its beer and above all, its apple cider.
Well, absolutely. And there are many, many farm-to-table restaurants there because of the ability to grow some of those great produce like apples and, of course, the dairy, as you mentioned already. But one of the things you can also do is you can just take a walking tour around the city. There's a Church Street Marketplace where there are all types of shops and markets, and you can really just spend time, leisurely time, just walking around the city.
Well, walking around the city, it's a small city area to walk around on. The weather's usually not bad up there. And again, they have a short summer period. And when the snow and winter comes in, it can get pretty cold. They didn't have much cold weather last winter, but, a lot of snow, a lot of skiing and stuff in Vermont.
Well, absolutely. There are a lot of winter sports that you can do. And during the summer months as well, there are some other tours that you can do. You can do those Segway tours. You and I have done that a couple of times down in Atlanta. And those are a lot of fun. That's a great way to see the city. You do get a lesson beforehand. So if you're a little skittish thinking, I don't know if I can really do a Segway, they teach you how to do it and you become quite comfortable with it. So you could do a Segway tour around the city. That would be fun. Of course, if you are a foodie and you want to try some of the breweries, there are great brew tours that are there where you can go and you can sample a lot of the different beers and analyze them and put your own take on them. There are over 20 different beers in a lot of these places where you can go to the beer bars. So that's another great thing that you can do too if you're a foodie, along with doing some of the cheese and food tours.
It's definitely good. And again, always got to remember the cider. The apple cider is really big in Vermont.
Oh, absolutely. And that ice wine that they make from the apples is a great thing too. You can try all of that on some of these tours. But now, what about Lake Champlain? We had a lot of fun walking around that.
Well, it's a beautiful lake. It's a beautiful freshwater lake. It's the nation's sixth largest lake. It's 200 miles of shoreline. And it's a nice place to do a lot of boating activity. Just to walk or hike along the paths on the shore of the area is great. It's known for salmon and trout. And there's a lot of events going on. There's also things of kayaking, areas of rafting. And again, I just want to walk around and just enjoy the beautiful views. That's there.
Well, you can certainly hike. I mean, there are all different levels of hiking that you want to do. If you are a beginner or someone who just really doesn't hike much, you can comfortably take some hikes around. Or if you're this person who that's part of your daily activities, you go out for hikes, you know, there's something for you as well. So definitely great to do that. But now one of the things that I was really surprised to find too, and you know, this is one of those things that you know, but you just don't think about, and that is how the lake borders both the U.S. and Canada, because Canada's right there.
It is.
I mean, you can just go right across to Montreal. Now, we stayed in the city called South Hero, and that was fun.
It was beautiful views of the lake area. It was remote, but wasn't too remote. So you got a good feel of that rural air, but you weren't that far to head to the downtown area of Burlington.
It was just 20 minutes away.
Right,
and it's the home of Vermont's first vineyard, the Snow Farm Winery, and some people have actually witnessed the Northern Lights there. So if you're going during the wintertime, you might even get a chance to see that. But there, too, you have the docks, you have the shoreline, you actually have beaches there, too, that, you know, where you can go and put your chair there and just look out at the beautiful lake.
Well, that's true.
Absolutely, it's true. But now there are also, too, some mountains that you can go and take part in. You can explore the Green Mountain State Peaks and Vistas. You know, that's there, too. You can get really close to nature there, because I didn't realize this, but did you know that Vermont is 76% forested, meaning that you have pristine forest land there?
Well, it's that, and has a lot of nice, beautiful farms. As a matter of fact, one place we actually rented a small farmhouse, and that's the nice thing about Vermont. I mean, it's you have these small little farms, and they're little small, anywhere from 5 acre to 20 acre farms, and that's a big contrast to some of the bigger farms you have out west.
Well, yeah, because in that 48 hours, if you want to really get out of the city, you could go out to an area called Stowe that we actually took a little bit of a ride out there and spent part of the day there. There are festivals there, great restaurants. Oh, and just the city of Stowe just reminds you of, like, going back in time a little bit. Beautiful architecture.
Beautiful architecture, is a little city square, and a lot of good ice cream. I mean, again, in small little places, they have little small mom-and-pop ice cream places.
I know Ben and Jerry's from that area, so hey.
That's true.
Ice cream. Now, you know, we had a great time. 48 hours, there are a lot of things that you can do there. Certainly vacation rentals, there are hotels, a lot of hotels that are right around the lake, so if you want to do that. So, I mean, a great opportunity for you to get a lot in 48 hours. And if you're going up in the fall, I mean, it's beautiful there when you think about 76% of Vermont is forest. So can you imagine driving through those leaves and seeing the beautiful orange and yellow and the changing of the leaves? That would just be beautiful, I think.
That and a lot of walking paths have a lot of shade. That's the big advantage of it.
Well, I love that for sure. Now, the show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island down in South Georgia. Now, Doc Bill, you know, when you go down there, there's a lot of walking and hiking you can do there as well.
No, that's true. And then you can hike and walk along the beach.
Right along the Atlantic Ocean there, Sapelo Island has a lot of great great space there for walking along the beach. Two beaches, Nanny Goat Beach and Cabretta. So you can take your pick. Walking the beach
there. You can enjoy the great fresh seafood. And again, there's a lot of coastal programs going on there with the Department of Natural Resources and the Sapelo Island Estuarine Institute.
Lots to see and learn. Now, you guys sit tight, because when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can prevent having that upset stomach or that traveler's upset stomach. When we come back, we've got some really great information for you to help you prevent that. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
Pennies in a stream, falling leaves, a sycamore, moonlight in Vermont. I see finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside, snow light in Vermont, telegraph cables they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road.